From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The International Organization for Migration says more than 10,000 Iraqis have been displaced since the start of an operation to retake the city of Mosul from Islamic State militants. General Stephen Townsend, the top general leading the coalition military operation in Syria and Iraq, told reporters at the Pentagon via teleconference Wednesday that the Syrian rebel group will soon move to isolate the Iraqi city of Raqqa.
We think there's an imperative to get isolation in place around Raqqa because our intelligence feeds tell us that there is a significant external operations attacks planning going on emanating centralized in Raqqa.
That rebel group includes a significant number of Kurdish YPG fighters, something that is sure to anger key U.S. ally Turkey. But Townsend says the group is the only force capable of moving quickly toward Raqqa. UN Humanitarian Chief Stephen O'Brien says eastern Aleppo has essentially become a kill zone, with more than 400 people slain and nearly 2,000 wounded in the past month. O'Brien gave his monthly report to the UN Security Council on the organization's ability to get humanitarian assistance to Syria.
What happened to this council's responsibility to act in a timely and decisive manner? There's surely nothing timely nor decisive about the world's approach to Syria so far.
O'Brien repeated accusations that the Syrian government and Russia are responsible for the most sustained and intensive aerial bombardment campaign since the beginning of the conflict nearly 6 years ago. This is VOA News.